Gottsian, Josephine, Sanitarium, California, October 7, 1909. Mrs. Josephine Gottsian, Paradise Valley, National City, California. Dear Sister Gottsian, I received your letter and thank you for writing. If we can secure on reasonable terms all the buildings which at the time of the purchase of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium the Lord specified we should have, it should be done without delay. Had we done this at that time, several thousand dollars might have been saved. Will you find out the lowest price at which these buildings can be secured? I reached home very weary after 6 months of travel and labor. The last night of the journey, when coming through the snowsheds of the Sierra Nevada mountains, I had serious heart difficulty. It was feared that I might not live to get home, but the Lord in mercy spared my life. But I have not dared to presume too much. I attended the Oakland camp meeting, but was able to stay only 3 days. The heat there was very intense. I spoke twice to the people during that time. I am still struggling with weakness, but am able to write a little. Last week, all my family went up to the new school on Howell Mountain to attend the dedication. We spent 5 days at the school home. The dedicatory service was held on September 28th, when about 200 of our people were present. Of these, 45 were students. Several of our leading brethren were present and spoke of their appreciation of the school property. The property was purchased about 1 month before the day of the dedication. All who have seen it have been surprised at its many advantages. It is situated on Howell Mountain, about 6 miles from my home and 5 miles from the St. Helena Sanitarium. Up to the time of our purchase, it was used as a summer resort, and the work that has been done on it to make it suitable for such a purpose makes it a very attractive place for our school. There is one main building of 32 rooms and 6 cottages of various size. These all came to us furnished, not extravagantly, but simply and substantially. The bedrooms were supplied with good beds and mattresses. There was an abundance of blankets and bed linen. Everything about the house looks clean and in good repair. There are 1,600 acres of land, 105 of which is good, tillable land. There are 20 acres in orchard and vineyard, and 30 acres in alfalfa. The large barn was filled to the roof with the best of hay harvested from the land. In the carriage house, we saw 8 buggies and wagons. There are 20 milch cows, 13 horses, and 6 colts included in the trade. The school family now numbers 70. Professor Irwin and wife, who stood so acceptably at the head of the school at Kurrenbong, Australia, are in charge here, assisted by Miss Andre as preceptress. Professor Ryan is one of the teachers. We are thankful that the school can have such excellent workers. The place has many water advantages. There are many ever-flowing springs on the property. There is a large bathhouse with good swimming tank and many dressing rooms. There are 4 bathrooms supplied with good porcelain tubs. The water for this place is supplied from springs on the place and is constantly flowing in and out through pipes in the sides of the enclosure. Water is piped to all the buildings. A building which was used as a pleasure hall is now serving as chapel and recitation rooms. As time goes on, additions will have to be made to accommodate the increasing number of students, but much of this work can be done by student labor under the instruction of capable teachers. Timber can be prepared right on the ground, and the students can be taught how to build in a creditable manner. There is fruit in abundance: apples, pears, prunes, plums, grapes, figs, and black and English walnuts. At our first visit, there were many workers on the ground taking care of the prunes, some gathering the fruit, and others preparing them for drying. I will not write more now, though I have not enumerated all the advantages of our school. Our brethren secured the place for $60,000. $20,000 of this was paid down at the time of purchase, the balance to be paid in 6 months without interest. I spoke to the students twice during my stay. We returned home last Sunday. I am not so well as I would like to be, but I am feeling stronger than when I reached home. I am very thankful to the Lord that He spared my life.